It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Hey, look at this. We got the band back together for another week here. Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you with us for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. Quick note here, and I'll remind you again throughout the program that we're going to be playing some of the best of over the next couple of weeks because we're going to be on the road, but going to be revisiting our Harley ride through the Alps.
Oh, nice.
With Edelweiss Tours on next week's show, and sharing a trip we made down to Bryce Canyon and to the Narrows at Zion with Bob and Mark. But we also took Ryan and Sam. Because he was in one of those fancy wheelchairs that you can actually go on some of the trails with. So anyway, we'll revisit those two great programs from the past over the next few weeks, and I know you're going to enjoy it if you missed them, or maybe you just like to hear the stories again.
How many weeks?
2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks. Okay. But here we are for another week. It's great to have you here, and obviously he's back in studio after an absence of a few weeks.
It's been 2 weeks I lost.
At least.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Russ Smith from Sky Call is back with us.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Good to be anywhere if you're right now.
Yeah, it's just touch and go sometimes.
I know you've been dealing with some health issues, but business-wise, is it picking up here as people start to think about spring?
Still the typical lag, you know, but yeah. We're getting some traffic and
booking and ideas.
No matter how much I worry about it, it always happens.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We're talking spring here, but this weekend looks more like winter with the return of another couple of days of pretty good dump coming to Utah. Also back with us this week, Navidopsis, who has been on the road himself doing some skiing and back for one day of rest and then probably back on the boards, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's you guys are talking spring, but it's still February, even though we haven't had this day for 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. True. It's leap day as we record here today.
Right, but it's still February. It's not spring, gentlemen, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are talking spring in terms of meteorological spring. If the 29th hadn't happened today, it would be March 1st, but the sun from the window here, you wouldn't know it's not spring by looking out there. This weekend storm, though, Navi, is going to be a big one. They're talking about the Sierra Nevadas having blizzard and getting 8 feet of snow.
Wet snow, yeah.
Wet snow, point that out, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's coming big for sure, but you still only ski on the top when you're in the Sierra. So you need the cold weather and the altitude to ski down in it.
Yeah. One note on water here, and I shared this on KSL's Utah's Morning News this morning with Amanda Dixon as we're recording here. I know that's confusing for listeners on Saturday. That last year, of course, it was a record year for Utah as far as snowpack goes. But last year, we were at 50% of full pool for our reservoirs going into March. This year, 82%.
Yeah. Yeah, that Fish Fights is going to talk a little bit about that. We know, as I was driving by the Uintas yesterday, I really saw the snow and the depth at the tops of the peaks. This is as good as I've seen it, for sure.
Yeah, so that's, you know, all in all great news, but there is another round. You've been paying close attention, I know, Navi, to what the expectations are in the mountains, and what is it, somewhere between 6 and 12 or something for us here?
Wow.
Oh, it's about what we're expecting. Yeah, it depends on what resort you're going to. But, yeah, you're going to get at least 11 in the Salt Lake resorts, at least. That's the lowest number.
Yeah. So, anyway, some good skiing coming. Speaking of that, February was a record month, even over last year, as far as snow totals go. And so we thought it would be a good day to check in with Alta. That's where those numbers, the eventual season-ending numbers, come from. So Andrea Huskinson is going to join us. We'll talk about what's going on at the resort and what those totals look like for February, which is fantastic. You'll have to excuse me, though. You'll hear this noise in the background if I'm a little distracted today. And by the time that the show airs on Saturday, this drama may have already played out. But I've put a link on our Facebook page to the Big Bear Eagle Nest Cam that people have been watching. Yeah, yeah. I mean, right now I'm looking at it. There's 21, almost 22,000 people that are tuned in watching. And they have names, by the way, Jackie and Shadow.
And eagles.
Yeah, they're both okay. sitting on the nest at the moment.
Oh, good.
There are three eggs in there. And as we speak Thursday, now this may have changed by the time you're listening to this on Saturday. As we speak, the expectation is that those eggs could hatch today.
So there's a lot of expectant eagles around the country right now.
People are fascinated with this, yeah. and there's a whole back-and-forth blog. People are writing back-and-forth and asking questions. They've got two cams going on, and when the eagles stand up to make a move, they zoom in on the eggs just to get a closer look at them. It's and besides that, just listen to this. The river and the wind in the background is rather soothing, and if you watch early in the morning, you get to watch the sunrise. It's happening in Big Bear Valley, yeah. California.
Been there.
Here's the part of the story I did not know, and I don't know whether, Navi, did you even know this was happening?
Yeah, I've been watching. I love when the snow gathers on the bird, and she kind of just cloaks all the eggs, and you can't even see until she shakes her head and the snow falls off her head.
Yeah. Here's what I didn't know. So I posted it on my Facebook page as well, but it's also at KSL Outdoors Radio. A friend of mine, and it's actually a student that I worked with in 2008 when I was doing the Olympics in Beijing. She now lives in L.A., and she said, so cool that you're following them. I've been following them since last year's Big Bear snowstorm. She said their eggs did not hatch last year, so that's why there's such a fascination. They didn't actually hatch, so everybody's watching that was watching last year in hopes that it actually happens. I said, thanks for the info. I didn't know the history. She said they got quite famous last year during the storm when KTLA Channel showed them on local news. In fact, they may not have hatched successfully for many years. And there are two flying squirrels called Fiona and Freddie sharing the bottom of the nest with them.
That's funny.
I hadn't heard that part either.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's funny stuff.
I didn't know squirrels were compatible with eagles.
I wouldn't think the eagles let them get too close to anything, okay. But that's just great stuff. If you want to see it, you can go to our Facebook page, and we'll share it with you. Also ran across a story, Navi, that we'll get a chance to talk about in our news of the week. I thought about you because I found somebody that's got you beat both in age and with the number of days they ski. He's 90 years old. And he has skied. He's back east somewhere, and we'll dive into this coming up. But 90 years old, he has skied over 100 days a year for the last 55 years.
That's impressive. I know when you turn 90, it's free everywhere. If you're skiing in the east, you know that it could be a run.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other caveat. It sounds like he's a cross-country guy. So it would be easier to do that both on your body and finding
Well, yeah. If you live in Europe, everybody skis to the grocery store every day.
So you can count that as a ski day?
If you're counting cross-country skiing, then everybody's got him beat in Europe.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great story. And they say you don't get old from skiing. You get old from not skiing or something like that anyway. Another meme that's floating around out there. All right, here's what else is coming up on the show today. I already mentioned Andrea Huskinson. We'll check in with her on our Snow Day segment. Scott Strong is the new State Parks Director, named. He's been with the department for a long time and has been the interim guy, but he was made officially the State Parks Director, so he's promised to join us today.
Wow, that'll be great.
Navi's got some fish bites planned for you. Mark Hadley, our old buddy, is back. We're going to talk about swan migration. Road tripping with the guys. I haven't heard what's on tap with them coming up yet, but we'll find out. They'll join us in the next hour. And then Roger Reggett from Bear River Lodge. So, that's a lot to do over the next 2 hours. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more of KSL Outdoors Radio next.